5:26, South African time on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Everybody looks forward for our beloved Favela to start, especially the Q&A every morning on our program, Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, it's the first of Dhul-Hijjah, 1444. Ustad, let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, international, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved Favela to Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Zulhijjah, 1444. Let us read the dua. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. These words, Hilalu khairin wa rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. O Almighty Allah, make this month, the month of Zulhijjah, a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah. Wa rushdin, and make it a month of righteousness, O beloved Allah. So today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, we focus on Surah An-Naml, chapter 27, and verses number 4 to verse number 6. Almighty Allah speaks about the non-Muslims. Inna alladhina la yu'minuna bil akhirah. Verily, those people who do not believe, they don't even want to believe, la yu'minuna bil akhirah, in the year after, when a person dies, he is the micro qiyamat, and the day of justice for him has started already. The macro will be when everybody will then be dead, and everything doomsday, remember that, kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Chapter 28 and verse 88, kullu shay'in halikun, everybody, everything shall perish, illa wajha, except him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, he was, he is, he always will be. So these non-Muslims, they don't want to believe in the day of justice, they don't want to believe in paradise, they don't want to believe in hellfire, they don't want to believe there will be the day of reckoning, all these issues there. So now they're enjoying life, yea, on this earth. Zayyanna lahum a'malahum. Hence what we did, we adorned and beautified for them. Only we can do so. So their wine, dine, swine culture, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, LGBT, and every vice you can think about, so they will justify it. Zayyanna lahum a'malahum. So their actions, we beautified it, adorned it for them. For whom ya'mahoon, but yet they are wandering around from here to there like a blind person. They can't find the true peace. They can't find the tranquility and serenity that only Islam gives you that. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Allah, bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. When you remember Almighty Allah, you're obedient to Almighty Allah, then the hearts will find satisfaction, gratification, and there will be peace of mind and peace of heart. أولئك الذين لهم سوء العذاب. Those are the people, they are saying, and they are mature. For them, there will be a terrible, horrible punishment. سوء العذاب. وَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ. And in the year after, when the day of reckoning comes, the results come to them, هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ. They will be in the greatest of people that are losers. Those who are the biggest losers, remember, will be those people who don't have Iman, who don't have Islam, and they thought that the Alpha Omega is this world. Wine, dine, swine, just carry on and so forth. So Almighty Allah give them a little bit enjoyment and then everlasting doom and gloom. Therefore, every human being, whichever faith you belong to, think about it. Who gave us life? Who gave to give us death? Who is bringing about the sunrise, the sunset, the rain? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, we need to become true slaves and servants of Almighty Allah. And that is the meaning of Islam, to submit lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the one and only Supreme Being, and to the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't worry about them. Don't let their unsavory comments sadden you and cause you grief. Allah has conferred and blessed upon you the greatest constitution for all times, all places, all circumstances. Wa innaka. And surely you, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, latulaqqa al-Qur'ana. You have received this Qur'an. Min ladun hakeemin alim. From him who is all wise and all knowing. So it shows that Almighty Allah sent the wahi revelation, which is supra logical, and Almighty Allah preserved it for more than 1400 years and more right till the day of justice. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. There is no book on the earth, there is no scripture today that a Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist can claim that has been memorized by millions of people. And that is the unique feature and characteristic of Islam only. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's go around the world for news, views and interviews. So you read the Haaretz newspaper, their heading and caption is, don't feel sorry for Netanyahu Bibi, he's caused it himself. All the disasters that are happening there in the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, he is to blame. Because he wants to stay out of jail and now he doesn't know what to do. So he put himself in a big corner. Now, anywhere in the world, when you steal people's land and you occupy it, you are a terrorist. But in Israel, it is considered a noble action. And who they made the Minister of Settlements and the West Bank and so forth, Smotrich, who the Haaretz newspaper, you must remember, named him as a war criminal. And when he went to America and the West, how he was, you must remember, snubbed by his own buddies. And he's 100% harami terrorist. And remember, he and Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, these are the biggest terrorists, remember, and war criminals would be. So they're going to steal more land in the West Bank and so forth. So when I ask you, Jutlas, Haramis, Jews, Zionists, that is this not a land grab? Should not a bullet be put through them? So what will you say if you got justice in you? So you must remember, hang your heads in shame. You are not a chosen people. You are a cursed people on this earth and a cancer to humanity. Yesterday, 5 of our brothers became shaheed and were martyred by the apartheid terrorist IDF, and 7 of their soldiers were wounded. And that's one incident, remember, that took place in Jenin. Another incident, 2 Israeli soldiers were wounded. Very good. Every time they wound them, they put a bullet through them, we say Alhamdulillah. And our Palestinian brother, he was with his car and he rammed into them. So they shot him. So he's another martyr. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. And Almighty Allah make it easy for their families. And these Arab nations who have made so-called peace, they are all murtads, including Saudi Arabia, traitors of the highest degree. NATO, their arsenals are empty, finished. Now they got no more arms to give to Ukraine and so forth. That came from the European Union and their spokespeople themselves. So who's winning? I told you, you must know which horse to bet. So we bet on Putin. Putin is putting them in the right place. Putin is a big harami, but we like him now because he knows how to give Biden such a threshing. He wears more nappies after that. And he finishes up Europe and he finishes up Sunak. Sunak is a lightweight. He can't even control his own people and he wants to take on Putin. And the New York Times carried a crazy article. The West was sending broken weapons to Ukraine. Can you believe that? The West was sending broken weapons to Ukraine, New York Times. Saudi Arabia, he MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, he thought he will rule the world what is oil. But remember, Saudi oil exports are plummeting now. The prices are getting less and less because Allah has a system. He gives you his bounties. You use it, he will increase it for you. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And when you abuse it, then my punishment is very, very severe. So they know one day their oil wells and what have you, all will just dry up. It's a punishment. See Bangladesh, a poor country, they also applied officially to join BRICS. So the world allegiance and alliance is changing now. They don't want America. They don't want Israel. They are toxic, you must remember. They want South Africa. South Africa is just a passenger in that, you must remember. But they want Russia, they want China, they want India, they want all those big countries and so forth. Pakistan, from them this year for Hajj, the quota for Pakistan is 179,000 Hajjis, pilgrims going to Makkah, Medina, 179,210 pilgrims. But when they go with the Mujamala and thus and that, it will reach 180 plus minus. King Salman, this is now the king of Saudi Arabia. So he is also half dead, you know. So he announces 11 days holiday for Eid. So now today by us is the first of Zulhijjah. There by them is the second, because the moon Samis, the shaitans, they claim they saw the moon. And in Tamur, always they say Tamur. So they think in Tamur they're eating a lot of tamar, a lot of dates, you know. So from the, so next week, Tuesday, will be Arafat. And then there will be 11 days holiday there in Saudi Arabia. Listen to this. It's a very, very scary story. There was a Sikh leader, I used it in the past terms. There was a Sikh leader in Canada, and he was pushing that all the Sikhs of India must go for their own autonomous state, Khalistan, must be pure Sikhs there and so forth. He was found shot dead last night to yesterday there in Canada. Now, if you put two and two together, you can't get 25, you know. So, obviously, all the things are pointing in the direction of Modi, the BJP, the RSS, and so forth. One of their agents and so forth put this guy away, the Sikh leader. So, the Sikh community throughout the world are really infuriated. So, we say this is also a coffin in Modi's, you understand, another nail in Modi's coffin, that is anti-Muslim, anti-Sikh, anti-Christian, anti-every. The only people they see eye to eye with on most of things will be the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists, because they are the worst enemies of Muslims. Chapter 5, verse 82, the ending of the six Jews, the six Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jews or Muslims, and the Mushriks, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever say every Hindu or every Jew, but definitely we will say majority of them. Bojo, in big trouble. That yesterday they interrogated him and his for 5 hours, And they reached the conclusion he deliberately lied to Parliament, deliberately lied to the people of the UK and the British people. So what's going to happen now? So let's wait and see. Sunak doesn't want to make a comment because he knows that Bojo is going to come from the back and then is going to spill all his secrets as well. So a lot of things going on there. These enemies, you see the West, and especially the white men, white women, majority are racist, remember that. They will speak of human rights and so forth and so on. So when we ask them, where is the human rights in abortion? Where is the human rights there? You must remember for the Palestinians, for the Muslims in Kashmir, for the Muslims in Myanmar, in Burma. Where is the human rights for the people in Egypt? Where is the human rights in Saudi Arabia? They're all temple dictators, these people. And now they speak of animal rights. So I'm asking you, where's the rights of animals when you are stunning them in haram? Now the BBC sent an interview, they have secret agents, So they managed to go in and they found that baby monkeys are being tortured in their thousands and thousands, and this is a global trend. Can you believe that? So this is what they call modernism. This is what they call capitalism. This is what they call secularism. As long as you can make money and entertainment, so then that is fine. So now the monkeys, small, small baby monkeys, being tortured and so forth. This is what the Western world and the white hegemony wants you to do. Everybody must become their slave and subservient. We say no ways. We say Islam is the best and we will share it with the rest. Inshallah Aziz, today is Tuesday. So Maulana Zahid Khan will be contacting Maulana Musa Akudi there in Azizia. And inshallah Aziz from 8:30 to 9 and give us the latest update what's happening there in Makkah, Medina and Azizia. And thereafter 11 to 12 today, Mona Arafat myself with Bliss of Marriage between 11 and 12, and 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, inshallah Aziz.
Ustad, I've got a brother Rob. He says, morning AK, can a non-Muslim slaughter on behalf of a Muslim in the Muslim's presence while the Muslim reads the necessary prayers? Rob, Ustad.
Rob, you see, they're there, the Jutlas, the Jews, they're robbing the Palestinians. Now you, Bob, you're Rob, you must remember, sometimes people say Rob, sometimes they say Bob, so I think both ways works, right? So Rob, remember that we follow and believe in the Noble Quran. So Almighty Allah teaches us, the slaughterer must be a Muslim. And if you slaughter, and your Muslim friend is reading all that, still that animal is carrion and is meta and is haram and not permissible. Remember, for us, slaughtering is very, very important. End of the day, you are what you eat. Remember that. So therefore, Quran teaches us, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا, do not consume that. مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْخٌ, that do not eat and consume that on which the name of Almighty Allah is not taken. So the slaughterer himself has to take the name, and he himself must be a Muslim, and this is a huge transgression. Then see, Bob, what all Rob, when I say Rob, Bob is the same thing, right? So remember that, Rob, what happens is that you will get people will raise arguments. So against Islam or Muslim slaughtering and so forth, وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُكُمْ, the shaitan, Lucifer, his cronies and comrades, they will incite, remember Quran used it in the present tense and future tense, they will try and incite their friends so that they will give down, start arguing, debating with you. Almighty Allah is warning the Muslims, وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ, if you obedient to them, to these people who come with this fancy arguments, then you also become a mushrik and you also go out of the fold of Islam. Chapter 6 and verse number 121. So chapter 6 verse 121, totally haram, totally unlawful, and no Muslim will be allowed to consume that. You slaughter as a non-Muslim and remember the Muslim is reading what he's supposed to read. That animal is carrion, is meta, totally haram for Muslim consumption. And anybody says it's halal, then he himself goes out of the fold of Islam, as mentioned in the verse, وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ.
I've got a new listener by the name of Ajay, brother Ajay. He says, AK, why can't Israel just leave the Palestinians in peace, especially during also the holy Ramadan? I like you because you say as it is, brother Ajay, Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Ajay. That is what we want. You must stand always for the truth and stand for justice. If the Muslims are guilty, we must name them and shame them. Anybody else is guilty, we must name them, shame them, and nail them as well. So if you see that Israel from day one, you must remember, it's a fraudulent state. Go read, my brother, Ilan Pape, Norman Finkelstein, and President Carter, Yuri Davis, and all these people, they named Israel an apartheid state. And if you study before 1948, they were the Irgun gang, they were the Stern gang, and the Haganah gang. They were massacring the Palestinians already. So the British are the one who are responsible for this. They took another person's land and gave it to a third party without even permission from them. So you must remember, that is why you find Britain and America are the biggest terrorists. They created this artificial state of Israel so that they will have a policeman there. You see, they got Australia. So Australia is there to monitor what's happening in Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, and all these places. Then they got Britain there to see what's happening there. These are all puppets, remember, of America, what's happening in Europe and so forth. Then they got Israel in the heart of the Arab land and Muslim land. So they will destabilize them and so forth. And whenever they speak of peace, remember, it is not P-E-A-C-E, it is P-I-E-C-E. So they want to steal and rob my brother Bob, so all the Palestinians of their land and everything else. So the whole world can see that, but the white man and their puppets, you go ask Biden, is Israel an apartheid state? He will tell you no. You go ask Sunak, is it apartheid state? He will tell you no. Because for them to become president, prime minister, the Jutlas have to give their sanction them that you must support Israel. Then only. You see Kennedy Jr., he's changing his tune already. Because he wants to become prime minister, he wants to become president of America next year. So the Jutlas warned him that one, two statements you made, remember, you better be careful. So already they're changing their tune and so forth. So that is what happens.
I've made Sari now when I was brushing my teeth. The time of Fajr just set in. I quickly gargled. Sure, no toothpaste. Went down to start.
So you must remember that the way you pose your question, to me, it seems very, very doubtful. Let's say, yeah, by us, remember, it's 5:32, 5:33 in Johannesburg area, it's cut-off time, right? So now you went and you brushed your teeth and whatever else, you made sehri, maybe you drank water, whatever, and Fajr time set in. It means Fajr time already entered, and then your fast is broken. So you must remember that. Therefore, well before that, 1, 2, 3 minutes before that, like 5:32, 5:33, 5:30, you must be finished. Then you don't have any doubt and so forth. So you still busy having suhoor, sehri, and Fajr time set in, that fast is broken. And remember, one qaza will be compulsory. So that is what you should do.
I've got a brother here. He says he does not want to reveal his name. As a Jew, would I be safe in your country? I don't want to reveal my name. I will be arriving in South Africa soon. Thank you. But I don't like you as well, Ustad.
But you keep on listening to us. Why are you leaving Israel? And why are you coming to South Africa? So you must remember that. Will you be safe? Yes, you will be safe. You will go to your brothers, sisters in the northern suburbs, in the elite areas there in Cape Town, Clifton, and what have you. So nobody will trouble you and so forth there. You are safer here than in Israel. If you're in Israel, maybe the Palestinian will put a bullet through you, and it's just justified to do that according to our fatwa and verdict. So yeah, nobody will really trouble you. But if you coming here to garner support so you can take more people there to the Israeli army and we come to know about it, then we are going to lay a charge against you. So it all depends. So remember that. We got nothing to do with the Jutlas. When you go and steal our land, you go and demolish our mosque and so forth, you take 2,000 children and put them in jail, and you go and just detain anybody, detention without trial, and then you call yourself a democracy. That democracy stinks from here to Tel Aviv.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see Brother Colin. He says, what is wrong with this brother? What about those families that had died there in Palestine? They also have children, Ustad.
Yes, ask him. You must remember that. But you see, when you are in love with somebody, something, then you know in English what they say, love is blind. That also they stole from Islam. He, Habibuna, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hubbuka shay yu'mi wa yusim. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find. When you love somebody, you love something, then not only you become blind, but you become deaf also. So this brother here, Colin, pray for him. Maybe he's spiritually deaf and spiritually blind also. So he wants to come to South Africa. Why? He doesn't want to tell us. But maybe he wants that more Jutlas must make Aliyah and more Jews must go to Israel and so forth. Or maybe he wants to recruit some guys for the army, because you must remember the Israeli Defense Force is reluctant to enter the West Bank, because the more they enter, then they know the Popochan dance. Then every one of them is a legitimate target. Even now they're legitimate, but there they will give more chance to the Palestinians to put them and send them straight to hell. And we will say, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah.
Jonathan says, you answer me, Mr. AK. How is Israel, a country with population as small as Hyderabad, successful in the establishment of numerous startups? How is Israel managing the war and growing parallel? You answer me, Mr. AK. Ustad.
You must ask this question, you, Jonathan Harami. Did Israel do it on its own, or are America supporting them, or are Europe supporting them? In which world you living, Jonathan, you Harami, you apartheid terrorist Nazi child? So you must remember this. Don't you read now that Intel is investing there $250 billion? Don't you read that Germany is selling to you billions, rands of worth of arms and so forth? Israel on its own, without America, without Europe, cannot survive for 1 month, you must remember. So you're an artificial state. And then you must remember you are there so that you can destabilize this Arab regimes and this Arab tinpot dictators, traitors, murtads. Got no sense. They got oil, but they got no brains. Remember that. They had to just unite and then they could finish you off, as King Faisal did with you all in 73, 74 and so forth, when he said oil embargo, finish. And when Egypt was beating you, who came to your rescue? Only you must remember America. So don't think that it's Israel. It's Israel with America, with Europe, with Hollywood, with Bollywood. All of them are sympathetic and assisting you and so forth. You must be an idiot and a fool to think that Israel is doing that.
He says King Faisal was anti-Jew. Remember that, AK?
I'm also anti-Jew with your stance and all that. So call us what you want to. So you must remember, when we speak justice, that is what you try and do always. You always try and play you are the victim. Go and read the New York Times. Before Hitler came into power, you already had 6 million Jews who were facing starvation and so forth. You're still a novice in this, Jonathan. You're a small child still. I need to circumcise you properly.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustaz, listen to this one. If my sheep gives birth on the day of Eid, do I still make qurbani of it and grow the baby for qurbani to come, Ustaz?
So you must remember, when you slaughtered your animal and lo and behold you found the janin, you call it in our term janin. So that's why in Palestine they got janin, you see. So janin means the baby. So anyway, you must remember, so there are two situations. Either the baby sheep is dead, So then you just bury it. It's carrion, you can't do anything with it. If it's alive, then you go and slaughter it. Don't you keep it and so forth. And that's Zakatul Janin, Zakatul Umm. Zakatul Umm, Zakatul Janin. So remember that when you slaughter the mother, sacrifice it, then and the baby is alive, then you sacrifice it as well. That is what Islam teaches us. But it'll be considered as one Qurbani, not two.
I see Sister Irene says, good morning to you. It's real, AK. Prince Harry could actually be deported. Judge hearing tomorrow. A lawyer reacts. What is happening at the royal family, AK? I really like them. But why are they fighting? I wish Princess Diana was alive. Sister Irene, Ustad.
I'm amazed you say you like them, my sister Irene. Do you know this royal family of yours? They don't pay tax. They just sit on the laurels and think of Hadi and so forth. Your king of Charles now. That time he was Prince Charles. So what was he doing? He married Diana because Diana was a virgin. And thereafter, he didn't find her so interesting. He went back to his old flame, committing adultery with her with a chameleon and so forth. This Harry is against him because look at Harry and look at Charles. You will see there's hardly any resemblance. When she came into the royal family, Diana, she was very naive. But she saw what Charles is doing. And then you must remember, she said, if he wants to play his games, so let me play my games. So she got busy with a horse trader. She got busy with Dodi Fayad. She got busy with this guy and that guy. So do you really think Harry was a child's son? You're mistaken. Look at his hair. Look at his features and so forth. So therefore, and then he married a non-white, basically. That was the last nail in the coffin. You saw her hair. Her hair is black in color. They don't like that. They want whitey, whitey. They want blonde, blonde. They want green, green eyes and so forth. So therefore, the royal family is a corrupted family and they should be, the whole monarchy system should be abolished. Remember that. Then the people in UK, Britain will flourish. Like this, they have got more paupers there than people who are living comfortable lives.
I see Gideon says, so why are there no Arab countries that turned communist? Ustad Gideon.
So because the Arab countries are Muslim countries, you must remember that, and Islam is dead against communism, dead against Zionism, dead against capitalism, dead against socialism, and so forth. But you see, you don't know, you, Jonathan, and you, all of you, you're still novice, you know, small children, you don't understand. You'll just read a little bit here, but you'll think you're a big professor. Mm. If you know Yemen was broken up into two parts. On one side, they brought about the socialism, communism, and so forth. And then again, they reunited and so forth. So to say in the whole Arab world, there was no communism, that's wrong. So you must remember that. Always the big powers will use them. You see, when you play chess, you have the small guys in front and you have the king and the queen and all that. When I was young, I used to play a lot of chess. Mm-hmm. So it's not permissible in Islam. So anyway, that was in our school days. They used to teach us how to play and all. So anyway, you must remember, so they use them. You know, pawns they are in the game. But the big shots, they sit at the back and they just laugh as long as they can collect the money and so forth. So that is what happens. And the jutlas, they curse to society and humanity.
Somebody says here, Ustad, what are some of the mind-blowing operations of Mossad? Ustad.
So Mossad, the first thing they did, the 9/11. Mossad, how many things they did? You know, never heard of Vanunu? Go and Google Vanunu. Vanunu was the guy who told the world about their nuclear and so forth. But Vanunu had one weakness, you must remember. He loved beautiful women. So the Mossad then used one lady and said, this is for the state of Israel and you must seduce him and so forth. Like yesterday, you know, I carried the news for you. That minister, instead of saying that the hospitals must be given more ventilators, he said that the hospital must be given more vibrators. I wonder how many vibrators he used also. So all... trapeze artists we got, you know. So these clowns were running the government and so forth. So anyway, so then that lady went, seduced him, and then they brought him back to Israel. So how many you must remember operations like that they ran and so forth? Go read the books of the inside story of Mossad and so forth. So everywhere they do this type of things. Okay, our time is up now. So 6 o'clock we go to Brother Suleiman Esop for the news, and thereafter the Fajr Adhan, and thereafter Mona Khalid Yaqub. 7 o'clock will be Mozahid, and 8:30 will be the interview with Mozahid and Mona Musa Akudi. He is in Azizia. Azizia is part of Makkah. So inshallah we hope. I know how the Hajis are feeling. That they're very disappointed. They know Hajj will start on Monday, this coming Monday, and Arafat will be Tuesday. Deep down in their hearts, they know they're standing in Arafat on the wrong date, on the wrong day. All this is the curse of this MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. So there was no sighting at all in Saudi Arabia. And remember, they even announced the sighting, so-called phantom sighting, before sunset. So a nation that does this, innaman nasi'u ziyadatun fil kufri, they just entrench the disbelief, and they pakka kufar. Surah 9, verse 37. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.